The next patient is Mr. Lorenzo Hernandez. The last name is H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, like in Zulu. Lorenzo, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that we follow in the clinic because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. This patient doesn't have evidence of metabolic acidosis. However, he has a hyperkalemia. This hyperkalemia could be related to the diabetes mellitus, or could be a tubular defect associated to the diabetes. In any event, has to be treated, and for that reason, we are going to give the instructions regarding the low potassium diet. It seems to us that the main source of potassium has been the potatoes. He is going to adjust the diet according to the recommendations, and in order to improve the condition, we are going to use metolazone 2.5 milligrams PO BID. PO 2 times per week. The prescription was called into the pharmacy. Following number. The patient is followed because of the CKD stage 3B. There is a slight deterioration of the kidney function when the serum potassium went up to 5.8 on April the 9th of 2024. On May the 24th, the potassium is 5.5, and as mentioned before, there is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. The estimated GFR is 41 mLs per minute, and the patient has no urine. Urine has to consider the proteinuria. We are going to make the point in getting the albumin creatinine ratio as well as the protein creatinine ratio. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes, the hemoglobin A1C is 7.3. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, this patient has been complaining of chest pains that are present frequently, doesn't seem to be associated to food, and have been severe to the point that he has gone to the emergency room as well to the cardiologist. It was the impression that the pain wasn't originated or has not been originated from the heart. The patient went to the gastroenterologist. The gastroenterologist did an upper endoscopy and found what he calls gastroparesis. The patient was placed on pantoprazole 20 milligrams every day. He was given Reglan, but the patient has not been taken as ordered. Taking that into consideration, we are going to increase the pantoprazole to 40 milligrams on a daily basis. We are going to recommend the use of the Reglan, 5 milligrams, 30 minutes before every meal. It's going to be also given a soft diet and The preferred liquid is going to be the ginger ale diet. Reevaluation of this gastrointestinal problem will be done very soon, in 4 weeks. Following over atherosclerotic heart disease that has been evaluated by Dr. Sankar, he doesn't think that the patient needs a cardiac catheterization. He doesn't think that this is a cardiac origin chest pain. Following over mixed hyperlipidemia under control. Following over 6 sinus syndrome that was treated with permanent pacemaker. And he has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation without any symptoms at this point. When the patient has chest pains, he doesn't have alteration in the cardiac rhythm. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup.